know, you see all these urgent calls for new infrastructure. You know, I'm always disappointed in the sense of, you know, when you read that or see it in the press, it's always sort of prefaced with, or the example is of the Minneapolis bridge collapse. You know, that it takes you know human lives being lost before we realize that infrastructure is important. And when really, you know, exactly as you said, I mean, infrastructure underlies everything. I think we're actually victims of our success here in the United States, where, you know, we made visionary investments in infrastructure a century ago, and we've really been living off the fruits of that ever since, and, you know, and of course became the wealthiest nation on Earth. And so we sort of reached this point where we're so wealthy we've lost sight of what made it possible in the first place. And that's, you know, so true of air travel, perhaps more than any other sort of form of infrastructure, because I don't think Americans hate anything more, except maybe their cable companies, than flying, and hate the airlines. And yet, you know, this is the sort of, you know, the system, this industry that makes possible so much of our daily lives, that makes it possible for us to, you know, move away from our families and live on the other side of the country and fly home at a moment's notice. Or, you know, or fly our Apple iPhones, iPods, all these things that we take for granted and love. You know, they're not made by magic. They're shipped from halfway around the world. I don't know how we go about undoing that. I don't know how we go about educating infrastructure, what it will take to do that. I hope that people will really start to engage in these sort of discussions about, you know, what do we need, you know, to basically renew our infrastructure and stay competitive.